leadership style and a better well of knowledge to draw from.
Well, thank you very much, Carol Burris. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
And we're going to leave it there. You can find links to everything we talked about today at citedpodcast.com. Please give us feedback on iTunes, as we implored you to do at the beginning of the show. Apparently, it helps. You can send thoughts and suggestions to cited.podcast@ubc.ca. For Gordon Caddick, I'm Sam Fenn. Thank you for listening.
Wake up and jam out every Friday morning with your host Austin on Wise Men Radio, airing Fridays 9 to 10.
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Wise Men Radio. My name's Austin. As your first time listening, well, welcome, I guess. But today's a really special show. We have a very special guest with us. Anna, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello.
Yes. Anna's here with us today. It should be fun. This is my first time having a guest on the show since the Dark Ages with my co-host Daniel Malvin. now he's gone. He's still around kicking, but you know, he's dead to our eyes, huh? All right. But anyways, we got a cool show for you lined up today. We got, list off some names here. Names of cool bands we got. Dive, Wild Nothing, LSD in the Search of God. If I said more, I'd give, a lot of it away, so I'm not going to. This is just a bad exercise. We'll kind of come back in, talk about more things in a bit. Just prepare yourselves for a cool show today, guys. Isn't that right, Anna?
Yes.
Yes. good one-word inputs, huh? Always good. But anyways, the first song I'm going to play for you is a song by a band out of Toronto called Alaskan Tapes. The song is called Boy. It's featuring Chantal. And off the album, Beyond the Streets. Hope you like. Thank you.
Thank you. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9. It is Wise Men Radio, and I'm your host, Austin. Today we have super special guest, my beautiful girlfriend, Anna.
Hello, everybody.
We had a couple songs playing on the radio here recently in this past couple 15 minutes ago. The first song was a song by the band called Alaska Tapes out of Toronto. Their new album, I think it might be their debut album, Beyond the Streets, is either coming out soon or is out. So find it. Yeah, it's coming out March 31st, end of this month. So check that guy out. It's pretty cool. Just like really cool ambient tracks. Yeah, I was going to talk about some things about Alaska, because since their name is Alaska Tapes, last summer I recently went to Alaska. It was kind of a whirlwind adventure. We were picking, me and a couple buddies were picking mushrooms for the summer, and mushroom season ended, and we were in Dawson Creek, which is mile zero, Dawson Creek, BC, mile zero of the Greater Alaska Highway. And so we were like, oh, well, we're already so close to Alaska. might as well go. But little did we know that it was a long ways to Alaska. We were broke, got like four flat tires on the road, and and ended up reeling in and homeless, might I add, reeling into Anchorage at 3 a.m, sleeping in the Bass Pro Fishing Shop's parking lot, getting kicked out at 7 a.m. and my friend actually had to register for classes that morning. But we ended up like that day wandering the streets looking for jobs. We got a job at a cannery, which sucked. We lasted 2 days. They shipped us out into this island in the middle of nowhere, just gutting fish. My job on the assembly line was I had this vacuum, and I would vacuum out fish intestines out of the opened fish. It was fun. Yeah. But, yeah, Anna had a much better summer. Yeah, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked for Alberta Parks in the beautiful Cypress Hills, Alberta, which is an erratic mountain range in the middle of the Bald Prairie between Alberta and Saskatchewan. But then I ended up bird banding for the summer, actually, after my stint with Alberta Parks ended. So I stayed in Cypress Hills and caught birds every morning at sunrise and put a little bracelet on their little ankle.
That's cute.
It was very cute, yes.
This is another great segue. It's the album cover on Alaskan Tapes album Beyond the Streets has a little Anna's hummingbird on it. But yeah, what was your favorite bird that you banded?
Oh, this gets tricky because each bird is so beautiful and unique in its own way.
Okay.
There's a really, really cute kind of warbler. Actually, it's in the warbler family, called the oven bird, which is cute because all birds have codes, like four-letter codes that stand for their names. And usually they, like, don't make sense. You know, like, A-M-R-O is, like, American robin. Like, I mean, it makes sense, but it's not fun.
Yeah.
But the code for oven bird is oven. And so whenever you catch an oven bird, you have this cute bird in your hand, and you write down oven, and they have the biggest eyes. Their eyes are so big,
yeah,
and they're bigger than in most other warblers, and so they fit in your hand so beautifully, and you just have this handful of oven bird.
Oh, that's fun.
And they have
fun.
This cute orange crown.
Are they pretty fit. Big? Or are they?
They're quite big. I'd say like the size of 1.7 warblers.
Okay.
Like normal warblers, yellow warblers. Take a yellow warbler, you multiply it by 1.7, you get an oven bird.
You get an oven bird. Yeah. Yeah. So is that your favorite bird in general?
No.
Too?
No.
What is your favorite bird ever?
I mean, well, if I had to be a bird,
yeah, if you had to
I'm
be
gonna
a bird.
Rephrase the question
okay.
to that.
Okay.
I would be some sort of grebe. Maybe a western grebe. They've got the good life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The kid grebes, the little baby grebes,
yeah,
ride on the back of their mom and dad, and the mother and father split the parenting equally. And they do this amazing courtship dance that involves the penguin move and the ghost move. And they, like, exchange seaweed to each other, like duckweed, actually, not seaweed. And they just, like, give each other all these gifts when they're courting. And then they have babies, and the babies are out on their back. And it's a very cute existence.
That's fun.
Yes.
Do you know the difference between the penguin and the ghost move is?
I have a book that has the diagram.
Oh, okay.
For what the difference is.
Yes.
But the penguin move, they kind of like stand very upright and like put their faces upright like that. And the ghost move kind of involves like lifting their wings up, I think.
Yeah.
The ghost move might be the beginning of the duckweed exchange.
Oh.
Hard to say what the order is. I'll look it up for you. Get back to you on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you? But, okay. But okay. Yeah. But we did, yeah, we had more songs than just Alaska Tapes play, huh?
Yes.
We had another Yola Tango song. It's a tango song. The song was Green Arrow, and it was off the album I Can Hear the Heartbeat as One, or something like that. Yeah, I Can Hear the Heart Beat as One. Beating as One, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, it was Yola Tango is a really cool band. They're a New Jersey band that started in 1984, and they're still kicking. So long live Yola Tango. And then lastly, we had a song by LSD and the Search for God off of their album LSD and the Search for God. They're a pretty cool band out of San Francisco. They started in 2005, so a little bit newer. Both those two bands that I just played are kind of like quintessential like shoegaze. They got their names pretty like cemented in like shoegaze history, sort of, which is kind of cool. And it's really cool to see like the old and the new kind of deal going on. Yola Tango, a very, very, very old band. And LSD and Search for God, kind of more of the like on the new gaze side, bringing in some new sounds, but like also very traditional in their style, which is cool. It's cool to see. Anyways, we'll switch it up a bit, kind of get a little bit folksy. Don't know what was going on right there. I was going to play a song by John Bryant off the new album, Don't Wait. The song is Don't Wait from the album 20-something. Kind of fun. We're both in our 20-somethings. Maybe we can relate to what he's got to say. Yeah. Take a listen.
I woke up in someone else's shoes. Mind a little hazy. I can barely write my name. Should I even care? Try to find my way. I found out in lovely San Francisco. I found out between those golden gates. I set it all in motion when I pulled you on that stage. Could I ever know that you push away? Don't wait for me to come back. Don't wait for me to come back around. Though we've drifted far apart, you were always in my heart. Don't wait for me to come back around.
Cause I've been holding on to you for quite some time. Yeah, I've been holding on to you. Holding on to you. Don't wait for me to come back.
So more real than most of us believe. The spirit world is everything.
You are invited to the second annual Nihio Pascua Itsimawan Powwow, taking place on unceded Musqueam territories here at UBC. The powwow is happening March 26th in the Great Hall of the AMS Nest. Grand entry is at 12. Come for traditional dancing, singing, food, and artisan crafts. What could be better? Mark your calendars, folks. Everybody welcome. For more information, please visit UBC Powwow Facebook group or contact the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Student Association.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9, special guest edition. We got Anna Larney here on the stage.
Woo!
Yeah, we had some songs. I always do that. We had some songs that we played. The first one that we played was, what was it? It was, oh yeah, John Bryan. Yes. He's from Toronto or Vancouver. One of those. Either or. Yeah, cool song off of his new album, 20-something. Check it out. He's on Spotify. He's on iTunes, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. Check him out. Yeah, and then we had a song by the artist JB Good. The song was called "It's Fine" off his new album Eolith. He's from Montreal. Pretty cool. One of his tags, yeah, I found him on Bandcamp. One of his tags on Bandcamp is sitar, which is kind of like sitars. Sitar is a really cool instrument. If you know how to play a sitar, you can make some really sweet music. Me and my roommate, Dan the Man Malvin, used to just sit in my room and listen to sitar music for like a really long time. It was fun, but now we don't do that. How times change. Back in my day, I'll tell you, listen to sitar both ways up the hill, down the hill. Sitar here, sitar there. Yeah, couldn't go 20 minutes without seeing a sitar. Now these days nobody's using sitar except for JB Good. And then we had a cool song by Dive, Under the Sun, off his new album, Is R. I don't know if I like the way that Dive does like spells things. It's like, yeah, I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to get the stupid like little kid spelling into everything. Like the way he spelled ocean, but in the way he's doing like this.
How does he spell ocean?
Ocean, O-S-H-I-N.
Oh.
Ocean. Yeah. And then like, and then he like, I don't know. Yeah, there's just like, I don't know. You see some of like his song titles and it's weird. But yeah, and under the sun, it's been sunny.
Huh?
Woo! Woo! the next, it's coming to be sunny for this all today. Don't leave your rain jacket at home, huh?
Yes. Today and tomorrow, and then it gets rainy again.
Yeah, it gets rainy, but yeah. Maybe it will be sunny. Maybe the internet lies.
Maybe.
Sunset sets tonight at 7:20.
If you want to catch that, should be a good one with all the sun we've been having. As well, it's the best time of year, bud break, where the buds on the trees break and the leaves come out.
Yeah.
So happy bud break time, everybody. It should go on for another couple weeks now.
Yeah. Have you seen the... it's hard to miss the cherry blossoms, huh?
Ooh, yeah. And the magnolias. Actually, the magnolias, I think, are very ugly.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad tree.
They do look very tacky. Especially when it's a magnolia that has, like, few buds on it.
Yeah.
And then they're just, like, it's a they're little huge. Tree with yeah. a huge buds. And you're like, what are you doing?
One time I saw a squirrel on a branch of a small magnolia tree with big blossoms. It looked bad.
Bad.
Yeah, but it was a beautiful sunny day, so that was okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually, both of us saw this little hummingbird two different occasions.
Same hummingbird.
Two different occasions, similar location, a little bit different tree.
Yeah.
I think mine was on a magnolia.
Mine was on a cherry blossom tree. Cherry tree.
But he was like on top of the tree chirping away.
Yeah.
Chirp, chirp.
Being cute.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, because you don't really hear hummingbirds chirp very often. So
no, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
An odd sight to look up and see a chirping hummingbird.
Yeah. But anyways, that was nice. It's always nice to when it's sunny and everyone like pretends it's summer when it's not.
But it is spring. Seasons are changing.
Yes, it's spring now. Bug break's happening.
Yeah.
Spring skiing is always a fun time of year. You just kind of just dick around on the mountain, you know. You just throw some sick tricks on the spread eagles and the, yeah, you know, some daffies, 180 daffy tail grab, off some sick kickers. Gotta hit the thermals. But I was gonna give you a ski report, Whistler Blackcomb ski report. It hasn't got any snow recently in the past 48 hours, so it's gonna be a little bit crusty, if I say so myself. Past 7 days got 75 centimeters.
Ooh,
it would have been great to go last weekend. I heard it was insane. I was going to go, but then I got sick. So let's see. It looks like this weekend, Sunday is supposed to get a little bit of snow, 5 to 10 centimeters. Monday as well. But it looks like it's going to be sunny. So, like, perfect spring skiing conditions at Whistler Blackcomb. Sunny, some crusty snow, high 0 degrees. So maybe a little bit slushy at some places. Shred that slush around. So if you're itching for some spring skiing, break out those snowboard blades. It's that time of year. Right on. Oh, I forgot what song I was going to play for you guys. Well, I'm going to play a song off by Caves. I was going to play a different song, but I lost it. I don't know where it went. Unless I can find it in the next, 2 seconds here. I was going to play a Stevenson song. Yeah, no, I can't find it. But it looks like I exited out of that, so you guys are... Oh, just kidding. Found it. I'm going to play a song off of a duo out of Quebec, Laval. You know that place?
Yep.
Yes. out of Laval, Quebec. They're a band called Stevenson, and it's off their new EP, Best Buddies. And the song is called Best Buddies, because you're my best buddy.
Hey, you're my best buddy.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, it's a fun song, I think. Oh, that was quite abrupt. Sorry. Check it out.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, Southside, and beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with a hands tied, president of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
budget. Gotta move it slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday kid.
You gotta move slowly, taking in my body.
Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked them, it's you. You look so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget, I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down, down.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
You better come on. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday kid.
You gotta move slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. Special guest Anna. Anna.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, that last song was Sunday Candy featuring Jamila Woods. It was by the Donnie Trump and the Social Experiment, which is Chance the Rapper's, like, band sort of thing, guy. It was pretty cool. It came out this summer, and very, very cool album. Chance the Rapper's a really talented dude, so you should check it out. I would check it out. Anyways, it's about winding down to that time of the day where I and this show and but we wanted yesterday was St. Patty's Day. Did you do anything fun for St. Patty's Day, Anna?
Well, Austin, I checked out Impulse Festival.
Oh.
Impulse Festival, which was put on by UBC Improv. Saw some very talented improv groups, University of Saskatchewan, University of Alberta, and our very own University of British Columbia. That's going on tonight and tomorrow night in the Scarf Building.
At
Neville
7
Scarf
o'clock,
at
I
7
believe.
O'clock. Yeah. Not sharp. not 7 o'clock sharp. You can be a bit late and still get away with it. But I'd recommend going early because it's always hard to get a seat. We were lucky yesterday, but today will not be the same thing.
Yeah.
So go early if you want a seat. Bring some cans of beverage. Apple juice.
Apple juice. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, there's some cool events going on today, even. Yeah, there's a UBC Slackline, yeah?
Yeah, out the window of the studio right now, you can see Adam Mertens and Krista Colley, two stories up in our very own student union building, setting up a high line. And they, if you're not familiar with slacklining, it's kind of like a thick tightrope, but it's not tight, it's slack. And they've elevated this two stories, and they plan on walking it between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock today in the sub. And they'll also, rumor has it, be low lines, like normal slack lines, that you can try walking across. You can't try walking across the high one, but you can watch them do it. This death-defying stunt.
Yeah.
10 to 3, today only.
Yeah, they do some pretty cool stuff.
They do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, they were in the, like Adam was in the news last year for doing highlighting across some.
Yeah, that rock in Stanley Park.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what
it was.
I forget what it's called. Balance Rock?
Yeah, no, that's in Haida Gwaii.
A rock in Stanley Park. Yeah, the big rock.
Yeah, you know the rock. Eh. Dwayne the Rock. He went across Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Anyways, we wanted to end with a very special grab bag song. I'm going to let Anna hit shuffle.
Nice.
Do the honors. It's gonna be nuts. What is it gonna be? It's Love Machine by My Bloody Valentine off their album Geek. See you later and tune in next week.
Goodbye.